Welcome back to Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. It's been a very busy week for politics in Vermont. House Speaker Shap Smith dropped out of the governor's race. The issue of resettling Syrian refugees in Vermont emerged as an issue in that race. And also, Senator Bernie Sanders delivered a key speech outlining what it means to be a democratic socialist. With us now to discuss these and other issues is Paul Heintz, who writes a political column for 7 Days. Paul, thanks for being on the program.
Good to be here, Bob.
So, Paul, let's start off with the governor's race. Shap Smith announced this week he was suspending his campaign because of his wife's health. Tell us about this situation.
Well, this is obviously really sad news, and it kind of reminds everybody of what a small political family we have here in Vermont. You know, I think it's been known for some time in Montpelier that Speaker Smith's wife, Melissa, had been diagnosed with breast cancer. You know, I think everyone was optimistic that that he would be able to remain in the race. But the family got a little bit more news last week, it sounds like. And the speaker decided that he really needed to spend more time with his family and be more available during this coming year. And so he suspended his campaign. He did make clear that it was highly unlikely that he would get back into the race, and certainly this changes a lot of things. He did say that he would remain speaker through the coming legislative session, but that he would not run for re-election to his House seat, which he had made clear before.
Well, we certainly wish Shap and his wife, Melissa, the very best in her recovery. Paul, now that leaves us with two candidates in this race, former Transportation Secretary Sue Minter and former Windsor County Senator Matt Dunn. How does Shap dropping out of this race affect the dynamics now of this contest?
Well, I think it certainly affects them quite a bit. I think most people saw all three candidates as very strong, perhaps equally strong. And Speaker Smith obviously has played a major role in state government for the last number of years, so he had many advantages in this race. It's a little bit unclear how precisely this will affect the field. People, rightfully so, were being very cautious about talking too much about the political dynamics here. But you know, I've heard from a number of people that they think Sue Minter probably ends up picking up much of Speaker Smith's support. They're sort of both in the same lane of more insider types who have been the Speaker has, of course, run the legislature for the last little bit, and Sue Minter was in the Shumlin administration. Matt Dunn has been running as more of an outsider. So I think that it's likely that Minter will pick up some of the Speaker's support. But I think there's also the possibility that another candidate could get into the race at this point. We don't really know at this point, although a former state senator, Peter Galbraith, has mentioned that he is interested in potentially joining down the road.
Paul, we also saw this week that the issue of resettling Syrian refugees in Vermont emerged as an issue in the gubernatorial race. Roughly 31 governors across the country said that they would oppose having any refugees come to their states at this time until there's greater national security. Most were Republicans, but New Hampshire Governor Maggie Hassan was in that group. In Vermont, Governor Peter Shumlin said he was open to having some refugees. He was very critical of governors who are restricting access, and at the same time, two Democratic candidates, Sue Minter and Matt Dunn, agreed with Shumlin. But we saw the two Republicans in this race, Phil Scott and Bruce Lisman, having a very different point of view. They want to put this resettlement plan on hold until security questions have been worked out at the national level. Are you surprised at all by these responses?
Well, you know, it's been a fascinating week. This issue has touched every political system in the country, and certainly the rhetoric in Vermont has been different than elsewhere. It's been a little bit more subdued. You know, I was a little bit surprised, I have to say, by the responses given by the Republican candidates. As you note, Lieutenant Governor Scott said he wanted to take a pause, was the words that he used, and Bruce Lisman said that he wanted to take a step back from admitting Syrian refugees. You know, I think what's interesting here is, just from a political perspective, is that Phil Scott has really worked hard to distance himself from the National Republican Party. And, you know, by sort of agreeing that we should perhaps step back from admitting Syrian refugees, I think he provided an opportunity for Democrats to really connect him to National Republicans. And that's something that, Matt Dunn certainly did. I spoke with him yesterday, and he was very, very critical of Lieutenant Governor Scott. He said he was disappointed in him, and he said that's, you know, basically not the kind of thing that we stand for here in Vermont. So, you know, it's hard to see exactly how this will play out. Certainly, if you look at just the comments under any news story that's been published in Vermont over the last couple of days, people feel very strongly about this issue, and they feel very strongly on both sides of it. We haven't seen any polling, so it's unclear where exactly the majority in Vermont stands. But I think the Democrats seem to think that they're on the winning side of this issue politically. The state party put out a statement today criticizing Phil Scott for his statements.
Paul, yesterday afternoon, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders gave a much-anticipated speech about what it means to be, quote, a democratic socialist. He said the goals of being a democratic socialist are right in line with the New Deal policies of FDR and a decision by Lyndon Johnson to push for Medicare in the 1960s. Here's part of what Sanders said.
In other words, real freedom must include economic security. That was Roosevelt's vision 70 years ago. It is my vision today. It is a vision that we have not yet achieved, and it is time that we did. And in my view, the billionaire class must be told loudly and clearly that they cannot have it all, that our government belongs to all of us, not just a handful of billionaires.
The crowd there at Georgetown University very enthusiastically supporting Bernie Sanders. Paul, why did Sanders feel it was necessary to give this speech in the first place?
Well, you know, about a month ago, Senator Sanders started saying that he was going to deliver the speech. He said that a lot of people get really scared, worried when they hear the word socialist. And so he wanted to explain what this really means to him. In the month since, many people have sort of compared this to John F. Kennedy's speech on his Catholicism, Mitt Romney's on his Mormonism, and Barack Obama's on his controversial pastor, sort of big issues that are talked about quite a bit and really seem to resonate with voters that politicians really want to address and explain. So, you know, this speech came together yesterday. And what was really striking is that, you know, instead of sort of talking about Scandinavian countries, as he often does, or Eugene Debs, you know, he really tried to wrap himself in Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And he spent quite a bit of time talking about Roosevelt's Second Bill of Rights, making clear that what he stands for is not as radical as his critics might suggest, that all he's really calling for is, you know, the right for decent pay, for food, for education, for healthcare, that sort of thing. You know, so I think that his speech definitely explained it. The question is whether anyone was listening. It was, you know, an hour and 8 minute long speech. You know, he was very animated. He was very forceful. This wasn't someone who was apologetic. He was definitely defending his philosophy here in very strong terms. So I don't know how it will actually play with your average voter who is concerned about his democratic socialism from the first place.
Paul Heintz writes a political column for 7 Days. Paul, many thanks for being on the program today.
Great to be here. Thanks, Bob.